Jason was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted. Every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her class is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman here. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And in studio today, we have Eric Oakquist, who is the home mortgage consultant for Wells Fargo Home Mortgage.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Allison.
Yeah, thank you. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about some stuff going on in my real estate business right now, but then we'll come back and kind of dig into all about interest, you know, what's going on with the interest rates. Different loan products that are available out there, first-time buyer program, what's happening with the interest rates and all kinds of other stuff. Even seller, if you're thinking about selling a home, we've got some information for you on that, what we can do to help you with that. So we'll probably dive into that after the first break. And in the meantime, and let me first say I'm sitting here with two dads, so Happy Father's Day.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Thank you. Yeah, happy Father's Day, Joe and Eric. And I realized, I'm sorry, I pulled you away from your family on Father's Day, but thanks for coming for that. Are you going to do something?
We're going to do something. There's a few options on the table. Not sure yet.
Yeah. You have two?
And a 3- and a 5-year-old.
Yeah, a little. Oh, that's
daughter
fun.
Daughter and a son, so.
That's fun. And Joe's are older. Like mine.
Yeah. I miss the young ages.
Now they can take you out and stuff.
Day until Thursday, the plan was to have game 7 of an NBA game.
Oh, I know. Dang. Darn it. Darn Warriors. You almost did it. That was a nail biter, man.
That was a heck of a game. A heck of a series.
That was a good. But, you know, you got
another injury and all that stuff.
I know. But you know what? They played a really good game. I mean, both teams did. But the Raptors... they played hard and deserved to win, I think.
Yes, they did.
Anyway,
I agree with
good
you.
For them. And it was their first time ever, right? Was it their first time ever?
First time ever. First time actually a team from Canada won the NBA championship.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, well, good for them.
Dang it anyway.
Darn it. I know. But anyway, so now we have to find some other sports. The Giants aren't doing very good either. So.
Actually, you know, they haven't lost since... That unfortunate game we went to.
And we didn't talk about that. We went last weekend to the Giants game in memory and in honor of Mike Kelly, a group of us, and sat there in the 90-some degree.
That was brutal.
We ended up. My daughter and I left a little early. Just because it was a 1-point game, too.
run. Yeah.
We're okay. The
run happened in the first inning, really after that.
There was nothing.
Yeah, it was. But my daughter had a good time. And my son's more into sports, and we were waiting for the Giants to do something. They never came. But they've been doing well since. So
good.
We gave them good luck.
We could blame it on the heat, maybe. You know, it was a brutal day. When it's that hot in the city, it just kind of messes with your mind because you go to the city. It's just like when you go out to the coast and it's, 80 degrees and we're all like,
one of the things I was thinking about Saturday is because we were right in the middle of our heat wave.
Uh-huh.
Saying, we get to go to San Francisco. It should be a little cooler, but...
No, and people were actually being carried off in wheelchairs and they were passing out ice bags.
It was
good to be there in honor of Mike, and that was kind of one of his favorite things, to go to a ballpark and go to watch the Giants. Anyway, so I don't know how I got so far off of what I was going to talk about, but let me quickly tell you about the numbers. Active on the market, 1,092 active single-family homes in Sonoma County. So those are all homes that you could go see and put an offer in on. 1,092 homes. It's up a little bit, 1,057 last week. But we have 487 pending, so, in escrow. So, the market is moving along. As long as we're not getting more listings coming on than going out, we're okay, but I think it's starting to inch up a little bit. it's hard to tell, you know, week by week. It's better to look at it on a monthly basis. Condos, 98 active condos. There were 102 last week. And then multi-units, 2 to 4 units, there's only 25. And a lot of investors out there looking to buy a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex, you know, to get some rental income. It's a great investment. We just don't have a lot available. There's 25 active on the market right now. So that's one where, you know, if that's what you're looking for, it's a little tough. So keep on looking. And then we're keeping an eye on the residential lots. And these are not all fire lots, but there are 387 residential lots on the market with only 46 pending or in escrow. So, you know, the concern is that that's going to start inching up. I think it's about even as what it was last year. Last week, it was 389 on the market. With 58 in escrow, now there's 46 in escrow. So, anyway, that, you know, we're a little concerned that people are going to start, you know, bailing out because they've been waiting and wondering what to do. The insurance is going to start know, closing in on them and those rentals that then the rental income that, or not income but the rental payments they were getting
coming up in October.
So it'll be two years. Mm-hmm. So there's some concern about what you know, what's gonna happen when people stop receiving that rental income. Now they have to, you know, either and really they should be deciding that now. Are you seeing that, Eric?
A lot of people are still on the fence, not sure what to do. There's a shortage of contractors and you know, so when that money runs out, they will probably still have a mortgage payment and then have to pay rent.
That's
not feasible.
And right now, they haven't been paying rent. The insurance has been paying rent for them while they figure out what to do with their home or their lot or rebuilding or whatever they're going to do. So we're kind of keeping an eye on what the lots are doing and hoping that we're not going to have a glut if everybody decides to sell. Anyway, so that's kind of what's going on there. Eric's going to give us an update on interest rates when we come back after the break. I want to tell you about an open house, a new listing I have. It's 3364 Andy Way. It's over in Lomita Heights off of Chenate. Great neighborhood, really, you know, really nice, walkable. People are always out walking their dogs. You know, kids are playing. I mean, it's a great neighborhood. It's Hidden Valley Elementary School, which is a real desirable school, and then the Santa Rosa Middle School and High School. So, it's just a great area, and it's just under 2,000 square feet, single level home. Tax records show it as a 4-bedroom, but a lot of these models, the 4th bedroom was actually an office, so they opted for that option, and so it doesn't have a closet, but it is a 4-bedroom. If you wanted to, you know, put a closet in there, you know, the tax records are already calling it a 4-bedroom. So the county is recognizing it as that. And it's listed at $825,000. I'll be there today at from 1 to 4, and you can come on by and say hi. It's a really nice property. There's some room for some equity, you know, growth. People like to get in there and do a little bit of work. This one does have, it was built in 1994, has the original kitchen. You know, so it's very, very livable and very nice as it is now, but it could definitely, you know, has some room to put in your own touches and your own improvements. And then the last thing I want to mention before we go to break, next week, Keith Becker is going to be here, Dee's Rentals. He's going to be here covering for me, and I'll probably call in, but he's...
Keep the tradition
alive. I know, be like, Mike, you forgot to give out the information. But no, I'm going to be in the Chrissy Field, the marina in San Francisco at the Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk. So I'm...
Here's hoping it won't be 90 degrees.
I know. I don't think it will. I hope it isn't going to be freezing, but hopefully it'll be a nice, beautiful day. I haven't looked at the weather. But I'm going to be there doing the brain tumor walk. We have our team is hashtag life with a brain tumor in support of my daughter, who is living with a brain tumor, along with hundreds of thousands of other people. It's a real... really, more and more people are being diagnosed with brain tumors, and there's such a lack in research and new treatments. It's been 20 plus years since any new treatments have come up. It's always the same thing if you're diagnosed with a brain tumor. So we really need more funding for brain tumor research, and that's what this National Brain Tumor Society does, and that's who puts on this Brain Tumor Walk. If you're at all interested in coming and joining us, you can give me a call, 707-799-3617, or even send a text at that number, 799-3617. Love to have you join our team if you'd like, or you can just go online, look for Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk, and join and have some fun. And then tune in and listen to Keith Becker next week. He'll be talking all about rental, what's happening in the rental market, and what's going on, you know, with that. There's a lot of things in the county going on with rental ordinances and all of that. So he pays a lot of attention to that, so it'll be good information. Anyway, that is it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Eric Oakquist at Home Mortgage Consultant, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. We'll be right back after this break.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to Joe and Eric here in the studio with me and all you dads. My dad's been gone for, gosh, I think we lost him in 2000. So I still think about him a lot, but on Father's Day especially. So all of us who have lost dads, or, you know, there's people out there that never had a really significant dad in their life. So this is a tough day for some people, just as Mother's Day is for some people. Anyway, but for those of you, go out and celebrate your being awesome dads. Hopefully your family will take good care of you today. Anyway, we are here with Eric Oakquist, who is a home mortgage consultant at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. One of our preferred lenders that we would like to recommend. Welcome, Eric. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Allison.
I thought it would be a good time. You know, we haven't had a lender on. I know. I don't know if I've had a lender on since I started back on the show. And I know you had been on a while ago with Mike.
About a year ago with Mike, yeah.
So it's always good to kind of just touch in and see what's going on with interest rates and loans and what's available. And we talk a lot about getting yourself pre-approved. And we really, you know, nobody will look at an offer unless you have a pre-approval letter. I mean, right. It's just, even though our antiquated, you know, purchase contract still gives you the option of saying you'll apply for a loan within 3 days, which is ridiculous. Anyway, so
right.
So it's good to talk about. So I wanted to mainly, you know, start out talking about interest rates because that's a hot topic right now. What's going on with interest rates?
Yeah, it's been a really great year this year. We never thought we'd be where we are right now with interest rates. It started back in March when the Feds had made an announcement that they're not going to raise rates anymore this year, and a little concerned about the economy slowing. So fortunately, we saw a massive drop in interest rates over a 30-day period. And it's really helped out a lot of people refinance and make homes more affordable. So just pulling up our rates right now off our website. On a 30-year fixed purchase conforming loan right now, we're at a 3.875, annual percentage rate of 3.958. That was about a percent higher last summer, third quarter last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, rates are just killer right now.
And it, yeah, so it's a great time to, you know, leverage, you know.
Right, right. Whether it's refinance or purchase, just take advantage while rates are down.
That easy money. Not easy. So I shouldn't say easy money. Cheap money. Cheap money. Inexpensive money.
Yeah.
And really, yeah, you know, for what about, I don't know if you have it in here, and I'll throw this question out there, and hopefully you have the, do you have an investor rate?
Investor rate and APR, generally it's about 0.5% higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because we were just talking about duplexes and all of that. There are a lot of investors looking, and it's good to know. It's a little bit higher, but still, I mean, that's...
Still. I mean,
that's, yeah.
Those were primary home rates, you know, a year ago. So,
right. Yeah. Good.
Jumbo rates are even lower if you jump into that. That's a nice thing. Just taking advantage of some of the products that we have on that, too. So rates are about a quarter, rate and APR are about a quarter lower on jumbo as well.
Wow. So, and what's the jumbo rate?
Jumbo purchase money loan today, 3.75%, annual percentage rate at 3.804.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty incredible.
And what's the jumbo?
Jumbo in Sonoma County is 485 or higher. We have the ability to do jumbo.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, gosh, those are great rates. And you know, like I said, so even I think if somebody has a large down payment, I think it makes sense with the money being this inexpensive.
Right. To, if you can beat that in the market.
Yeah. Save some of that money somewhere else and get a loan. I think that's a great idea. So do you have any kind of insight as to why the rates went down?
Just after the Feds when they met and said that, you know, they're not going to raise rates anymore and concerns about maybe the economy slowing. So that's good news for the bond market, which sets interest rates.
Okay.
So yeah, they just, you know, when they go down and think, gosh, it's a good time, they go again and go again. So
yeah. I think it helped a lot at the end of last year. We were seeing things really stall.
Right.
And the interest rates had gotten up there, you know, not really that high, but historically, you know, over the last, 10 years.
Right. Well, in California, when your median home price or Sonoma County is $600,000, I mean, half a percent makes a difference on your payment. It's a big difference.
Yeah. So I think that really kind of freed things up. So that's good. So as long as, you know, crystal ball, as Mike Kelly used to always say, how are the interest rates? You know, they're either going to be, you know, good, bad, or stay the same.
Right.
Or go up, down, or stay the same was what he said. So we really don't know.
We don't.
You know, you never know. And so it's a good time to lock in an interest rate, I think.
Yeah, right? Rule of thumb. I mean, lock it in while it's low. Take advantage.
Yeah. And we've got, we'll probably talk about it more after the news, but there's some ways that people could lock in now and take advantage of it later down the road. So for the fire victims, you know. So we'll that's a little tease. We'll talk about it after the break. But let's talk about some of the loan programs that you have available. For a buyer, you know, what first time?
Yeah, first time buyer. So low down payment options. You know, traditionally there's the FHA and VA loans. VA loans are great, but of course you have to be a veteran. VA offers 100% financing. You can finance your closing fees. It's a really nice product. And then FHA is what we've used for years, but with all the nuances of the program, Wells Fargo came out with a new program a couple years back called Your First Mortgage.
Okay.
It's a 3% down conventional mortgage that is much more flexible in many areas than FHA does. So, you know, recently I've helped buyers into a home with just 3% down, 100% gift money. So they had family help them out with their down payment.
Okay.
Which this program allows for. And we offer even a discount if you complete a home buyer education class, which is a great thing that I think a first-time buyer should do just to kind of understand, you know, what it's going to take to own a home.
Getting themselves into it.
Right. A little different than rent.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that's, we're seeing that a lot right now, 3% down.
Is that only if you've never owned a home?
It's designed for that, but we don't limit it to that. Anybody can take advantage of the program.
Okay.
And it's called Your First Mortgage. but it doesn't have to be your first mortgage.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But definitely primary.
Definitely primary home.
It has to
right.
be the only home.
Exactly. It's a good alternative to FHA, and I've helped clients out save, you know, thousands of dollars by avoiding that, you know, the upfront mortgage insurance that the FHA loan has, mm-hmm. which is just the, it's a fee that you finance in upfront to that FHA requires, where the your first mortgage program doesn't have that. So it actually helps clients save thousands of dollars.
Huh.
Yeah, it's really
okay.
nice.
Does it, I know FHA is a little more forgiving in credit score and credit history and all of that.
Right.
Is the My First Mortgage the same, or is that a little harder on that?
Glad you brought that up. So no, it's not nearly as flexible if you've had a prior bankruptcy or foreclosure or short sale.
Okay.
If that happens, FHA is probably going to be the way to go for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being, gosh, what are we now, 10 years or so since the financial crisis, where, you know, we don't see that as much anymore.
Oh,
you know, a lot of people are, you know, now 7 years past.
It's fallen off.
Right.
Of their credit score, credit
exactly.
reports.
Yeah.
Good, good. And then VA, I know you mentioned VA. FHA and VA are the only assumable loans still, aren't
mm-hmm.
are they? Yeah. Which,
right.
Which means if you're selling your home, your buyer, if they qualify for, if they're a vet, you know, or for FHA, if they qualify for FHA financing, they can assume that interest rate, you know, so.
Which we may see popular in, you know, in a few years as rates, you know,
right.
eventually go back up.
So now if you buy, you know, if you buy something using that loan
right.
now, and then, you know, a couple of years, 5 years down the line, and interest rates are up to 5-6%, you're looking pretty nice sitting there with a loan that somebody could assume.
Yeah, absolutely.
At, you know, what, 3.7 something,
right.
3.9, whatever it is. That's
right.
Crazy.
A couple years, we'll be like, remember those days when they're in the threes?
I know. And then it starts going up, and people go, oh my gosh, they're so high. But then, you know, when you think about it, they were, you know, before I came into real estate anyway. And you've been, what, 16 years
16
in the business?
Years, yeah.
Do you remember what the rates were when you started?
What's funny, we used to have 7-Up bottles that we'd say, you know, as a talking piece, people would come in, why do you have a 7-Up bottle there? If your rate's 7 or up, time to refi, you know? So it just shows how.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think Mike talked about 18%. I remember my parents having, I think, somewhere around 17-18% loan. And I think mine was around 12 when I bought my house. So it's all, you know, it's all whatever you're used to.
Right.
Right now, we're used to low interest rates. So,
when anybody in younger, you know, that's what you've known. If you're a first time home buyer in the last 10 years, you think that's the norm.
Money is cheap. Money is good. Yeah. So, and low down. So, don't you have like a 5% down also? Is that?
Yeah. So part of that, your first mortgage, if you go above 485 in your loan amount, it jumps to 5% down.
Okay.
And so that's going to be up to a 705 loan amount.
Okay.
So as a first-time buyer, you can get, you know better than I do, but, you know, up to $700,000, you can get a pretty nice home still these days.
Yeah.
So it works out nicely.
Yeah. We're you know, around 600 something, I think.
For median. Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked. I didn't look exactly to where it is, but it's somewhere around there. So, yeah, you can, you know, anything down, you know, 450, 500,000, it's a tight market.
And
right. Not hard to find. Hard to find anything. So I'm trying to figure out what we can. We've got about a minute, I think, before the break. So when we come back, you want to talk about that construction?
Yeah. How to lock in today's rates for?
Yeah. So
two
you don't do a
road.
Construction loan per se, but you have some great options for somebody who is either buying a lot and they're going to build,
right?
Or they have a lot that they need to rebuild.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's very interesting to me. And you know, talk about locking in some low rates, that, you know, that this is a great option for it. So make sure you stay tuned for that. My clock is wrong because I'm showing we have 30 seconds, Joe. So.
You go to the bottom of the minute.
Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna go to take. We're going to listen to the news, and then we'll come back and talk more about that. And then we've got, you know, some other really good tips. I want to get into, you know, what not to do when you're trying to get a loan or once you're in escrow and you're working through that process. So we'll talk about that as well. But when we come back, we'll talk about if you're going to build, how Wells Fargo can help you. I'm talking with Eric Oquist, home mortgage consultant at Wells Fargo. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back after this break.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The U.S. can handle increased tensions with Iran, says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. A military option's among them, he says.
We are confident that we can take a set of actions that can restore deterrence.
Pompeo on CBS's Face the Nation talking about recent attacks on oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz and reports of a missile being fired at a U.S. drone. Every day that passes, the pressure to impeach grows, says Democratic New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
There's always the possibility that you open an impeachment inquiry and it does not result in a referral. Mm-hmm. That we open the inquiry.
Wouldn't that be a victory for
look at everything.
Trump too, though?
I think that this is about us doing our jobs.
Ocasio-Cortez on ABC's This Week. Again today, possibly the biggest demonstration ever outside government offices in Hong Kong. Spokesperson for leader Carrie Lam to issue an apology for a proposed bill by the China-backed government that would allow people to be extradited to China for prosecution. Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Warming up over the next couple of days. Today, a few clouds at 78, 64 on the coast. Mainly clear tonight, though, low 55, 53 on the shores. Partly cloudy for Monday at 86, 70 at Bodega Bay. Still some clouds for Tuesday, but at 83, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, we're back. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We're here on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, which is 1350 a.m., and then FM is 103.5. 94.5, and then KSRO.com is a great way to listen live streaming, and then you can always pull up the podcast. If you go to KSRO.com, go to shows, actually go to menu, and then shows, and then ask the expert, and then look for Allison Norman / real estate. It's right at the top. You can listen to all the past shows. You can actually listen to Mike Kelly going back to 2016 at podcasts, all the way back to that, so it's kind of fun to listen to some of the old shows. And hear that great radio voice of Mike Kelly's. And you can listen to the past shows that I've done and different guests that you were interested maybe in something that was said and you didn't write it down. And then if you want to know more about what Eric said today, Eric Oquist, you can Joe usually has the podcast up within a half an hour after the, about 10:30, the podcast will be up. So if you missed some information, didn't write it down, didn't have a pen, you say, what did he say? You can always text me and get some more information, and that's 799-3617. But go to the podcast and listen again and get the information you're looking for. So Eric Oquist, home mortgage consultant, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, here in Sonoma County. Do you work primarily Sonoma County?
Mostly, yeah. Nice thing about Wells Fargo is I can lend anywhere in the country, but primarily
okay.
Here in Sonoma County.
Yeah. Good. And I would imagine if somebody wants something out, in New York, you probably have somebody you could recommend.
Right. Well, with so many people moving out of California recently, too, mm-hmm. I can help them locally and finance where they're moving to. So
Yeah, that's really nice. And we see that a lot. I mean, we like to use a local lender, you know, when especially if you're in a competitive situation and they want to know, you know, we're solid. So I can say, you know, Eric Oquist, and they go, oh, we know him, you know. And yeah. So the listing agent on the other side of the offer is confident that it's going to be a good deal and you're going to close it. However, I do see that often where, you know, they're selling in like Southern California or New York, you know, and they've got a solid lender on that end. And so, you know, right. it works. It's good that you can do that.
Yeah.
And you just need, you know, having a conversation with the listing agent helps a lot, which is something you're willing to do. I know
Absolutely.
A lot of times you'll call and kind of put in a good word for that buyer, which is really huge. It's huge when you can hear from the lender as a listing agent, and you're telling the seller, this is a good, solid offer. To be able to have a conversation with that lender is huge. You know, saying they're good, they're solid.
Hands-on approach.
Yes. And we can come, you know, knock on your door and say, hey, Eric, what's going on? Anyway, so I want to talk about, you mentioned this. I asked you if you do construction loans, and not necessarily, you don't, Wells Fargo doesn't do construction loans, but you have a solution.
Right.
So it sounds interesting.
Several clients recently would take advantage of our program. It's called Builder Best. So it's really designed for new construction homes where we can lock in today's interest rates up to 2 years down the road. So to clarify, if you're building a home, whether it be new construction or a rebuild or, you know, whatever's going on, we can lock in today's interest rates that once you're done building and you need to pay off your construction loan, because that's how that works. You get a construction loan, and then when construction's finished, you have to get your permanent financing. We call it takeout financing.
Okay.
So we can lock in that takeout financing now for you to close up to 2 years down the road.
Wow.
So I've really helped out a lot of people that are doing, you know, a rebuild and they had to get a construction loan, and we lock in today's rates, and that way they're comfortable and they know what their payment's going to be when they're finished building.
That's great. And so then you have somebody you can recommend for the construction loan.
Yeah.
That you've partnered with.
Right. Three different construction lenders.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely we work together with. So.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to take advantage of this, they can come to you and then you could say, here's the people that can do the construction loan.
Right.
They don't have to use those.
No.
Those people.
Just recommendations.
You have some partnerships. Well, I don't know, partnership's not probably the right term, but
yeah.
Like we call you a preferred lender. You have some preferred lenders on that do construction as well. And then, you know, talk about we've been talking about low interest rates. They could lock in their financing at the whatever 4% that we're at right now.
Right. Lock it in today.
And then, even if the interest rates are, you know, 7%, like heaven forbid, but they would be getting that loan at
3%. That's a big 4%. Concern, too, I think, of people that are building their home, because what if rates are at 7%, you know, in a year? And, I mean, gosh, I hope they're not, but if they are, that's going to have a big impact on what they're...
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't think about that initially. Mm-hmm. You know, that, oh, we'll just get it. We'll get this loan. And then, and I don't even think about the fact that you have to refinance out of that loan.
Right.
And I hadn't even thought about it. So a construction loan is only during the time that you're doing the construction.
Right. And a lot of the construction lenders do have their takeout financing, but the niche that we have is the 30-year fixed.
Okay.
So a lot of the construction lenders will roll that loan into a 5-year ARM, for example.
Okay.
But if you're building, you know, your family home again, especially if you just lost your home, or
you're planning on being there
a long time. So and with rates so low, the 30-year fixed generally is the way to go.
Yeah. That sounds like a great option. So, you know, like you said, a lot of people are still on the fence, is what we're hearing, really need to make a decision soon. So that if anybody's listening, that sounds like a great option for that. Good. So, and then I guess another thing I wanted to ask you about is, you know, it's not as much of an issue now because our inventory is up. But when our inventory was really down and we were trying to get people to sell, you know, sell your house so we'd have some more inventory so we can get things moving. And one of the real sticking points is that they don't want to sell their house because they're not going to find another house,
Where are you gonna
go? And they're not, yeah, and they, and they, don't have the money to buy two houses and they don't want to be contingent. So do you have a product that can help with that? Buying or selling? No, buying before you sell. Is that?
We do. Okay. We do. Yeah, and something that we don't offer but is definitely an option, and there are lenders that offer it, is the bridge financing, mm-hmm. where you borrow on your current equity in your home.
Right.
For down payment on the new house, which traditionally you can't do. A lender doesn't want to lend on a home if you're planning on selling it. If it's on the market right now, you can't get a loan.
You can't do it like a HELOC,
equity. Not when it's on the market. Okay. But there are bridge financing options out there available that you can use. Mm-hmm. They're costly. So what we can sometimes do, I've helped clients do this in the past, is where they can buy that new home with a real low down payment. Let's say they only put 10% down on that new home, get one of our jumbo mortgages, mm-hmm. sell your current home, and then take that money and pay down your new loan. And I know that seems pretty basic, but with what's called a recast feature, you don't have to refinance that mortgage that you just got at that great interest rate. We can actually restructure the loan and then lower your payment without having to go through any paperwork or refinance or anything like that. So it's called a recast.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a nice feature on these jumbo loans that people can take advantage of. So that'll help you in the real estate business, get someone off the fence and say, look, buy with a low down payment. Mm-hmm. We'll sell your home afterwards. That way they can move out, stage it, make it look pretty,
right?
And get top dollar for that home and then pay down their mortgage they got.
Yeah. That sounds like a good option. So it's not a refi.
It's not a refi. It's a recast.
Okay.
Yeah. So no paperwork really involved. You don't have to requalify.
Yeah. Because no, no that's fees. Always, I think, a little bit of a concern for some, we just went through all of this.
Right.
Now we're going to do it again. And you have to, record the property, the new loan and all of this.
Yeah.
What a hassle. And there's costs associated with that.
With a refinance.
With a refinance. Right. So with the recast, there's some, but not.
Yeah.
Much.
So every lender is different. On portfolio loans, that's what our portfolio, since it's Wells Fargo's money, we're able to recast it. So it's like you recalculate the terms.
Okay.
Same interest rate.
So you
keep your low interest rate that you just locked in, but you have the ability to pay down the loan and lower your payment.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So that's available traditionally on a lot of the conforming mortgages as well. You have to check mm-hmm. with your lender.
Okay.
Usually there's a fee. I believe it's about $250.
Okay.
But then on the portfolio loans, which is a jumbo, mm-hmm. there's no charge with Wells Fargo to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point you just brought up, was the portfolio, which mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about. So it's just the jumbo. It's your jumbo loans that are your portfolio.
Right. Yeah. So the jumbo loans, there's not what we call a secondary market for those.
Yeah.
Right now with any lender you get a jumbo with, you're borrowing directly from a traditionally from that bank or whoever that lender is.
Which is what a portfolio is.
Right.
It's their own. It's your own money.
It's their own
their
money.
Their own money. Okay.
Yeah. Versus
so they're not having to sell it to
exactly
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, whoever.
Right. Like your conforming mortgages are Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA. Mm-hmm. Those are sold. They're traded. They're bonds.
And they're a little more strict, aren't they, as far as qualifying?
Yeah, definitely.
But, what I've always heard anyway is portfolios, you can be a little more flexible.
It's gray. It's not black and white.
Right, because it's their own money. So
exactly.
If there's something that's not quite, like you said, gray, that's not quite exactly the way it needs to be, you can make that decision.
Right.
Okay. Or they can make your underwriters.
Yeah. Maybe. Or if there's, compensating factors, we call it, maybe you have a high debt ratio, but you have a lot of money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can consider, maybe we can make an exception for that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it definitely, jumbo underwriting is definitely very different than what we call the agency underwriting, where it's, you meet it or you don't.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And jumbo, you said, is four?
So
it's really pretty low for jumbo.
I know, right? So it's I'm talking in round numbers, but 485 or higher, you can still get a conforming mortgage because we're in a high-cost area.
Right, which was, 6-something?
705.
Was it 705 now? That's the same as VA. Okay.
950.
Okay.
Yeah, but so you can still get a conforming mortgage, but then we have the ability to do a jumbo loan if you're at 45 or greater.
Okay.
So there's some perks that come with those types of loans, where, like we talked about, the recast feature, and there's relationship pricing. If you have a big relationship with your bank, you might be able to negotiate a lower interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you just have to analyze every situation and see what's the best fit for the client.
Right. And that's what you do.
That's what I do. That's the consultant in my title.
That's it. Yep. That's and so, right. Yeah. So somebody, and that's what I always recommend too, is, you know, go in and sit down and talk to your lender.
Right.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about that. Kind of what does somebody, you know, what paperwork are you going to need? What does somebody need to do to get ready for being able to qualify? And then also, you know, the process.
Sure.
And what not to do.
Right.
When you're trying to get a loan. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Allison Norman here with Eric Oquist, home mortgage consultant at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage here in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County. We'll be right back. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be back in a minute.
Supervisor Linda Hopkins.
Does the contract for service fully cover all of our costs based on the number of sheriff's deputies that are there on site? Does that actually cover all of the overhead? Does it cover the costs of recruitment and retention, the depreciation of equipment?
Live and local, Steve Jackson on the Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, KSRO, every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on Sonoma County's FM News Talk. I keep wanting to say the way I know it's right in front of me. It's right in front of on my everything. It's all over the place, but Sonoma County's FM News Talk and 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 a.m., streaming live on KSRO.com and then always podcast at KSRO.com under the shows tab. So we're here with Eric Oquist, who is a home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage here in Sonoma County, but covering all of the world, all the United States. Is it just the United States?
Yeah, just the United States.
Right. So, you know, if you're moving and you're buying somewhere else, it's a good option, although, you know, like I said, we kind of like to use our local lenders, but, you know, a conversation with the lender, even if they're coming from out of town, goes over very well. So anyway, so Eric, I wanted Eric to come in and kind of talk about what's going on with interest rates, what kind of, you know, loan programs are out there. And then really, I think a big important, you know, topic for anybody that's thinking of buying a home is, you know, what do you need to do to qualify? So I wanted to talk about kind of what are you looking for when somebody comes in to get a loan? And then also, you know, kind of what somebody should do to get ready for the process as far as, you know, the job and the, you know, money in the bank and stuff like that. So let's start with kind of what are you going to need? Yeah. What if somebody makes an appointment with you?
Right.
What should they bring? What should they do?
So first thing is I sit and just analyze their finances. And usually the leading question is down payment. That usually drives which direction on the loan program we're going to go with,
mm-hmm.
whether it be from 0% down all the way up to your target of 20% or more for down payment.
Okay.
So that'll help steer whether we go with a first-time buyer program or just a traditional 20% down mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's really the main leading question. But then as in the consultation, also what we do is we look at their income. Right, mm-hmm. to see what they're bringing in. We look at gross income, so your pre-tax income.
Okay.
Generally, we can lend up to about 45%.
Okay.
So just in round numbers, if it's $10,000 a month that you have as gross income, you don't want to have more than $4,500 a month going out between any expenses like any type of auto financing, student loans, mortgage payment, all that.
Okay.
So during the meeting, we'll go over different loan programs and payment options. And you know, there's always, it's interesting, there's always two different numbers. There's what your lender will tell you that you qualify for, but then really what, at the end of the day, what are you comfortable with?
Yeah. And I hear that a lot from people who, well, I qualify for this. Like I'm working right now with a VA buyer and he qualifies up to this, the limit of what, the 7049, whatever. But he's not comfortable going that high.
Right.
You know, they're more comfortable around, you know, maybe the 650, you know, 670. So we hear that a lot.
Depends on your lifestyle. You know, do you want to dedicate everything towards your home or do you still want to live your life, right?
Travel once in a while. So. And it's... And then what credit score, do you do a credit report there?
Credit score, yeah, so 620 and higher is the minimum for what we call the agency loan, which is your standard Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type mortgage.
Okay.
And then there are lenders that have, that can go down much lower through FHA financing. So that's definitely a little more flexible on that. But, you know, the higher the credit score, the better your rate, the better the terms are going to be on the loan.
Yeah.
So you're asking what to do before when you know, applying for a mortgage. You should check your credit score. You know, a lot of the banks have your free credit score on the on your phone.
Yeah.
On the website.
CreditWise or something.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah.
And it's not the same score that we pull as a lender, but it definitely gives you an indication of where your score is. And you know, if you got a credit problem, you might want to work on trying to fix that first.
Right. Okay. I mean, because that'll get your interest rate down.
Right.
Or make you qualify altogether.
Right.
And is that, can you give somebody some advice when they come in and say, this is what you should probably do?
We can look at, you know, identify, there's usually, you know, sometimes there's quick fixes and things that people can do. Like you don't want to have any maxed out credit cards or any type of revolving credit. You don't want to have it up at the limit.
Okay.
We can still help people if you do, but if you're talking about what do you need to do to get the best interest rate, the highest likelihood of being approved, you know, keep your credit cards down. Don't buy any new, you know, new financing in the last couple months. Don't have a lot of people check your credit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you got to be careful on that.
Okay. And then job, is how does that factor in? Like how long you've been at your job?
We look at, as a lender, we look at the last 2 years' history. It doesn't mean you have to have been employed for 2 years or that you have to be on the same job for 2 years, but we look at what were you doing for the last 2 years? Maybe you're a student. That's okay.
Or,
you know, maybe you changed careers. And if you did change careers, that could have an impact on your qualifying. But a lot of times if you're in the same line of work and you move jobs, that's okay. You know, we can look at that.
Yeah.
It gets a little more tricky if you have any type of variable income like commission or, you know, things like that.
Like me, if you're a 1099, you know, commission-based.
Yeah, then we'll look at it at generally 2 year history.
Okay, then you're looking at the tax, the taxes.
Right.
Okay, and so what should somebody not do? So that's kind of before we're talking about before getting qualifying for a loan. Once you've either qualified for a loan or also more importantly, once you're in escrow. I always have a list of things that I tell people, you know, don't do this. And have kind of learned to add things on as I, you know, you discover
years
through error,
right.
And you go, oh, I should have told you about that. Or, you know, but anyway, so what are some things somebody should not do while they're in escrow?
Talk to your lender before you make any purchases, any large purchases. Don't go buy, you know, $20,000 of furniture when you haven't even closed escrow yet, right? So definitely you want, before you make any large purchases, you want to talk with your lender. You do not want to deposit large amounts of cash. So we see people may sell a vehicle or have a large estate sale. And as a lender, we can't document where cash comes from.
Right.
So,
Right. And so even if it is, so you sell a car and you get cash, you like you said, have an estate.
Document. Get a copy.
Okay, so if it's documented.
Right.
But if it's something like an estate sale, I mean, how do you document that? What do you do? What if that's money that you are hoping to get towards your closing costs?
Right.
Because I know when I bought my house, I'm like, sell everything, you know, because I needed as much money as I could for my down payment or for my closing costs. Anyway, so yeah, that's a good thing. So talk.
So you want to be in touch with your lender? Yeah.
Yeah, and say this is what's happening. Is this going to cause a problem?
Right.
The other thing I've seen is, you know, they verify your job up to the very last day.
Right.
Right. Even if you've, I think even if you've already signed and everything, because we sign and then a couple days later, the lender funds and we close escrow. Some places they don't. They do it all on the same day. But
so don't quit your job.
Don't quit your job. Because they go, oh, we've already qualified. You know.
Yeah,
and then,
no.
Hey, you know, that's
last
that's,
minute.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's even a last minute credit check too. You know, for whatever reason,
yeah,
there's something triggered it and.
Right.
You know, oh, you bought a new car.
Yeah. Shoot. You don't qualify anymore. Yeah. So it's I really best rule of thumb, talk to your lender.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is, well, you mentioned large sums of money, but gift money, mm-hmm, as long as there's a receipt for that, or there's a vesting period. Is that if somebody wants to give them some money.
Right.
If it's been, what is it? 3 months?
If it was before application, the lender is much more flexible on that.
Okay.
So before application, you typically get a gift letter and it's okay. But if it's during the escrow period or during your application, we have to be able to source that money.
Mm-hmm.
So again, don't, general rule of thumb, don't use cash.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a personal check. It could be a wire, you know, cashier's check.
Okay. And then I think you need to also look at the bank account of the person gifting money.
Depends on the loan program, but sometimes that does come up.
Yeah. That came up for me in a transaction, and it was the mother who was loaning money, and she had absolutely no problem with loaning money, but she did not want to provide her bank statement.
Right.
You know, and I think sometimes it's, you know, you don't want your kids to see all the money in your account, but they can give it directly to the lender. And then, right, you
sure,
know, say, here's my bank. But no, she just said she didn't want to deal with it. She said, why can't I just put money in your account? And we had to try and explain, you know, you can't do that. We have to.
Well, and that goes, talk to your lender before you make that transfer. There might be a certain way they want you to do that, you know, whether it be a personal check or a wire.
Yeah.
So there's different requirements on different programs, but. Gosh, I sound like I'm repeating myself. Talk to your lender.
I know. Well, me too. Talk to your lender. And I tell my clients that a lot, too. And they say, can I do this?
Yeah.
You gotta talk to your lender. I had some clients who were purchasing a home during the government shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
Dual Coast Guard family, trying not to use their credit cards as they're moving into a new state, buying a house. And it was tough, you know, so
right.
I said, check with your lender
right.
before you do anything.
The nice thing, though, is that a lot of these programs do offer where you can use 100% gift funds for your down payment and closing costs. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, mom and dad want to help you out or any family member.
Mm-hmm. So. Good. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't touch at all on like getting a credit back for closing costs. What's the limit on that if you're asking for, you know, for a credit?
Yeah, so it depends on the down payment, but generally you can get up to 6% of the purchase price.
Okay.
So in our California real estate market, we never get close to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's you can generally have all your
money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So and you mean from the seller?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So you're putting an offer and you're asking the seller to credit back the closing costs.
Right.
Basically.
And we may see more of that if the market, you know.
If it softens up.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of times, like with VA buyers, they'll come in a little bit over the list price.
Yeah.
So and then ask for money back.
Right.
And some repairs and stuff like that. So they're, you know. But then you have to watch out for the appraisal.
Right.
Because it still has to appraise at that amount. Even, you know, you're coming over higher. Well, it'll appraise for higher.
The good old VA loan, the only true 100% financing these days.
Yeah. I like VA. I do a lot of VA financing. So, and I think I've done some with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Great program.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, we're going to have to wrap up. We got a minute left. Eric Oquist, give us your phone number real quick.
Sure. 707-535-2655. You can also email me, which is Eric, E-R-I-K, @wellsfargo.com. Eric@wellsfargo.com.
Perfect. With a K. Eric with a K. Great. Well, thank you so much for all the wonderful loan information. It's really good to know because that's such an important part of the process.
Right.
You have to have that loan pre-qual or pre-approval before we get started on anything, really. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget, I will be out at an open house today, 3364 Andy Way over off of Shenate. Turn on to Tara Linda. Don't go Nielsen because the MapQuest is wrong or GPS is wrong. Turn on Tara Linda. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll see you next week. Have a great Sunday. Happy Father's Day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.